Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm just delighted to come into your place, your home, the internet, the chat room, wherever you may be on today. This is the Word for Today Radio Broadcast Ministries, and I want to let you know I'm just excited about what God's doing. You say, well, man, God, what's God doing? Well, first of all, we had a wonderful time with Dr. Enid Jackson last Saturday at the Women's of Excellence of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We had a wonderful time, Citywide Church. We was there. I was the guest speaker on that day, speaking on leadership skills. And I'm telling you, if you missed that, my goodness, you missed a treat. You know, I love when God just shows up and I humble myself to a place where God can just use me and bless me as well as others, you know. And every time I open my mouth to speak when it comes to the Lord, you know, it's such a blessing to know that God has spoke through me. Amen. And listen, beloved, I'm excited about a couple other things, too. You know, we are embarking upon in about another 19 days. That's right. We're on a countdown for Outside the Four Walls Free Community Gospel Concert. That's right. Bringing the gospel to the streets. How many of you know sometimes you got to come out the four walls? You have to come on out and share the gospel with those that are out here in the world. You say, man of God, well, I want to be a part of this. You know, where's it going to be at? I'm glad you asked me that question on today. Well, we're going to be at Walters Park, which is located in the city of Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right. And if you're in the Delaware, Pennsylvania, New York area, praise God, New Jersey, you need to come on out on June 20th between the hours of 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. I would like to let you know that we have some great guests that are coming that will be ministering. We have He That Has an Ear, Sign Language Ministry. They will be there ministering to those that can hear and those who can't, that are deaf. Amen. You know, it's a blessing. I told the woman of God last week that I would love to have someone who could interpret, amen, to those that are deaf. Amen. But there's many people out there that would love to come into the house of the Lord if they had someone who can interpret, closing no doors. Amen. God said we would have our international ministry, multicultural, multi-economic. What does that mean? That means people from all nations. Amen. And I'm just excited for what God is doing, how He is bringing people from all over. Amen. To come out, we have Robert Diaz, my goodness, a.k.a. Robert Dubon. He is an awesome man of God. I had the pleasure of meeting him some years ago, and he had actually ministered last year in our first year doing the Outside Gospel Concert. And he's going to be coming again this year. Had the pleasure of meeting his beautiful new wife. You know, he's a newlywed. Yes, Catherine Diaz. Amen. I even had her on the Word for Today Radio Broadcast Ministries in the past. Amen. And she was just sharing her ministry. Amen. You know, I have Lavelle and the Voices of the Lehigh Valley Praise Team. And let me tell you, if you have never heard these anointed men and women sing before, I'm telling you, you're in for a treat. They really will bless your heart. Then we have the Soul Stirrers. Yes, I said Soul Stirrers. Amen. This is also another powerful, anointed dance and praise spiritual war group, amen. They dance and minister under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, I believe that chains are going to be broken as they minister in the form of dance. You need to come on out on June 20th, 2015 at 1 p.m. 1 p.m., it starts. I mean, you need to be there from the beginning until the end. I'm excited. I'm telling you, God is just using this particular day to be a blessing for the city. You say, why wouldn't it be a blessing for the city? Well, you know, beloved, many people may not come out to the house of God. They might not come to your building, but they will show up, amen, outside the park. I'm looking for those that are lost. I'm looking for the folks that don't come to church. I'm looking for the drug dealers, the prostitutes. I'm looking for the gang bangers, the head bangers. I'm looking for those, amen, the atheists. I'm looking for those that need to hear the word of life. You said, what's the word of life? Well, the word of God is the word of life, amen. Because I believe that there will be people who will be set free, delivered, amen. I believe on June 20th, my goodness, you need to just be there, and I'm telling you, get yourself a front row seat. If you can't find a front row, you know, bring your chair, sit along the grass, amen, bring your lawn chair, but whatever you do, bring out your family, bring out those that need to be delivered, those that are sick, those that have addictions. It don't matter, you know, God is not a person that's prejudiced. What you mean, man of God? Well, he's a God that loves all of us, amen. He sent his son to die for all our sins, amen. And I want to let you know that there are many people out there, amen, that need to hear this word of life, that they can receive Christ as their personal savior while there's still time. You know, time is running out, beloved, and I want you to know that there are many people, I'm going to use a word that you don't hear too much in church, amen, but here we go. There are many people who will wake up one day and find themselves in hell. That's right. And you know something? I want you to know that hell is a real place, amen. Hell is not a place that you want to be at. And then furthermore, that's just the, you know, that's the first death, amen. If you open your eyes and you find yourself, once you die, and hell, amen, if that second death is a death of eternity, which you mean? Well, the Bible said that when the book of life is opened up and the Lord is judging, going to judge each and every one, and the sea is going to give up, amen, the dead. Hell is going to give up those that have died, amen. In other words, everyone will be, amen, judged. They will be judged according to their works, amen. And I want you to know, while there's still time, to ask God to forgive you of your sin, to change your way. You see, one thing about Jesus, he came to be the example for us. He was the sacrificial lamb, amen, that whoever shall believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, we know that folks are living it up now, and they say, well, man of God, I got life. You know, what you mean, eternal life? You know, I don't believe in reincarnation. I don't believe in this and that. But my question to you on today is, do you believe in God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came in the flesh and died for you and I and was crucified on that cross on Calvary, that was resurrected on the third day? Do you believe in that? Because that's the Jesus I'm speaking about. That's the God I'm talking about. I'm talking about salvation, for the Bible declares that he stands at the door of your heart. And he's knocking. Why? Because he wants to come in. He doesn't want you to perish. Amen. So how many of you out there have received Christ as your personal savior? How many of you out there know that you have done all you can, you have tried everything, and it seems as if you haven't gotten nowhere? Okay, maybe there's some of you that say, well, man of God, I'm a self-made business owner. I'm a self-made man, and, you know, I've been doing really well, man. I mean, it's just part of life, you know. It's just karma. You know, things happen, you know, to good people, bad people, but things just happen. But I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been in a situation, have you ever found yourself in a place where you knew that it was no one but God that save you? Have you ever been desperate? Have you ever said, please, you know, God, don't let my grandmama die? Or you said a prayer because, you know, maybe you and your children were going through something, and you said, well, Lord, you know, I haven't been faithful. I haven't been going to church. I haven't been serving you, but here I am, Lord. This is me, and I don't want my loved one to die. Please help my baby. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever got to the place where you was on drugs and, you know, you was maybe smoking crack, or you had a pill problem, man, or alcohol problem, and you got to the place where you became sick and tired of just being lost and being out there and just being at your lowest point, amen. You have blew all your money, you have been evicted, amen. You have burned your bridges, and you said, what else is there left for me to do but die? But then there was something on the inside of you, that spiritual man, hallelujah, someone say amen, that started to pull you, that got your attention, and you found yourself saying, you know, I'm going to reach out to you, Lord, because there's something on the inside. Someone came by and told you about God, told you about Jesus, and you said, well, you know something? Life cannot be no worse than, I might as well just go ahead and give my life to the Lord, because I've been messed it up. Maybe I just have a void on the inside, but I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to trust God, amen. And you gave yourself to the God. You told the Lord, forgive you of your sins, and you wanted to be changed. And it seemed like in the twinkle of an eye, amen, there was something new about you. There was a change that happened, and you can't explain it, but you know that it was God. Someone say amen. And I want you to know that same God is out there today. He wants you to understand that he is still alive and he is still able to save you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Are you out there? Are you listening to me on today? I hope that you are right now, beloved, because God, he wants you, amen, to live and not die. Someone say amen. I'm telling you right now, I don't know where you're at and your situation and your circumstances, but I want you to know, even in the midst of all your trouble, in the midst of all you're going through, amen, God, he is able. I said it again, he is able. And there's a place, amen. There's a time, appointed time for everything, praise God. Now, you may not say, well, man of God, I don't know when the time is, but I want you to know that today is your time. Today is your day for redemption. Today is your day to be forgiven. Today is your day for a breakthrough. Today is your day to be set free from all captivity, from all things that's been weighing on you, for every heavy weight. I want someone out there that's listening to me, amen, to put your hands together and then start clapping them and giving God praise, for he sent his word right on time. Have you ever noticed that people always say that God, he's a 11:59 type of God? What you mean, man? God, 11:59:59. As soon as at the last minute, he'll show up. But I want you to know that it wasn't the last minute that he showed up. He has showed up before you even got in the situation. Oh, my goodness. Are you listening to me on today? I want you to know, hallelujah, that you need to just get in a place. And if you've been short, amen, if you have fallen short, praise God. If you know that you need to repent, amen. If you know you need to ask God to forgive you of your sins, today is your day, beloved. Don't let the enemy fool you. I heard some young man tell me one time, he said, well, man of God, you know, I need to get myself together first before I go ahead and surrender my life to God. And, you know, a lot of people say that, but I don't really think they understand what's really going on, because I don't believe that there's no one that will ever be ready or get themselves prepared, amen. I believe that we are all sinners that are born in the form and shape of iniquity, but we are all sinners falling short of the glory of God, amen. But it's because of our saving. It's because of the Lord that we serve. It's because of his tender mercies that and his grace that we have the opportunity, praise God, to reach out to a God that doesn't change, amen. A God that loves us, a God that won't lie to you. We have the opportunity, praise God, amen, to be in a position to receive salvation, amen. I know giving you something you might want to hear is going to make you shout and jump and do cartwheels, amen, but I want you to know that there are people out there today that need to hear this word, amen. That's why we're going outside the four walls, amen, on June 20th. There's a people that are dying, amen. People are celebrating sin as if it was something good. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to catch this here. I said that people are celebrating sin as if it was something good. What you mean? Well, I heard on today, praise God, that Bruce Jenner, he had got his sex change, and he's on the front cover of a magazine, amen. And guess what? People, they really talking really great about this situation. Like it was something marvelous. Like this is like the new beginning. This is the new era. This is the thing that's supposed to be so acceptable. A man that changed from a man to a woman. And literally looked just like a woman and, you know, changed his name to have a woman's name, amen. And, you know, I want you to know that the Bible still says that it's abomination. That's right. It's still abomination, amen. And the thing is, beloved, we're living in a time where you're not staying steadfast in the word, amen, that you would be deceived easily to believe that a lie, but the enemy, he comes in as the angel of light to deceive you. He tries to replicate what God is. He tries to get you to a place to make you believe that God has been speaking when he hasn't spoken to you. Amen. Have you ever been in a place, praise God, amen, hallelujah. We want to keep our brother, Apostle Felix Colon, amen, in prayer. He just came out of surgery, amen, hallelujah, and we just want to say a special prayer for him on today. Praying for him right now, amen, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would touch him, that he would have a speedy recovery, even right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, move mightily in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you the praise even now, Lord. We just want to magnify your name. We thank God for Apostle Cologne even right now, Lord, that he has come through this surgery well, Father. Now, even ease the pain that he may be going through. In the magnificent name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, that's what I'm talking about, beloved. We have to be ready in season, out of season. That's why exactly God has called a mandate, amen, for folks that have the heart of God, the mind of God. Why? Because, see, there's time out for people just wanting to go through the accolades and pretending and having the emotions of being a Christian, praise God. When I think about all the things that are going on around us on a regular basis, and I realize that the time is running short, amen. We need to be in a position that tells us that we need to go forth and share the gospel. I swear, I'm going back to the basics. Why? Because, see, you know, we've been in a place, amen. We heard all the preachers talk about the prosperity. We heard all the preachers talk about, oh, yeah, spin around three times and do this and do that, amen. And all that sounds great, and all that sounds marvelous, and you know, we've seen the folks on TV, and they're prophesizing. We've seen the prophets, and we've seen the prophetess, but there's people dying on the outside. There's families that are hungry. There's places in other third world countries, amen, where they're in need of some help, amen. Amen. And I want to ask you on today, beloved, have you thought about those that are in need? That's why we're going on outside of the four walls. Why? Because God said we have to go out there and share the gospel. And I told you in the beginning of the broadcast, amen, that, yeah, I'm going to talk about something that many people refuse to even talk about. And that's the fact of the matter is, if you was to die on today, would you open your eyes, where would you be? Would you be in hell, or would you be in the resting place? And two, the Lord came for you. See, many people don't want to talk about that place called hell, but I want you to know, beloved, you have to get into the book of Revelations, amen. It speaks about hell. It talks about it. It lets you know that hell is real. And even throughout the New Testament, it speaks about hell. And I want you to know it's a place that's dark. There's a place where it's gnashing of teeth. Amen. And in the book of Revelation, it even speaks about, it says that when the time of judgment, when the book of life is being opened, when the books are going to be opened, we're going to be judged. But the Bible just says that the sea will give up the dead. Hell will give up the dead. Those that are buried will be uplifted. They will also be given up. Amen. Those that are alive will be caught. What you mean? Well, I'm saying that they have to come to be judged according to their works. Amen. And I don't know about you on today, but I want to be in a place, amen, where I know that my Father's going to say, welcome, come into my rest, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. I don't want to hear Jesus say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not. Because many in that day will say, Lord, Lord, but haven't I prophesied in your name? Didn't I speak the word in your name? Didn't I do this? Oh, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I know you not. And that, what are you saying, man? I'm letting you know that we need to understand that we're living in a time right now where we're at the last days, the last hours, and things are happening all around. Look around you. There's a sign in the sky. There's a sign. There's a sound in the spirit. It's letting us know. Amen. And see, I see they were celebrating. I said this earlier. They were celebrating Bruce Jenner because he has now officially changed his gender to look exactly like a woman. And see, the world is celebrating sin as if it's something good. Now, you know it's something wrong when the world, amen, and people are starting to celebrate something that's sinful as it being something good. You know, they've been doing that for a long time, though. Amen. They've been celebrating having alcohol and drinking and everything else that's sinful, and they make it seem as if it's good, even though they know it can kill them, even though they know it can hurt. But when you get to a place, amen, where they start talking about, praise God, even the same-sex genders and gender transformation, even in schools, and they're teaching the children, amen, you know that there's a time where we got to make sure that we are prayed up, saints, and that we teach our children, amen, the truth, amen. This is not a time to let these kids get so unruly and out of hand, amen. But I see children out there today, they're talking back to their parents. I'm not talking about no teenage. I'm talking about kids 7, 8, 9, 10 years old talking back to their parents and demanding that they should have things. Now, this should not be, praise God. So that means that the parents, amen, that allow these things to happen, there's a spiritual warfare going on, and this is why, amen, we need, as being believers, amen, we need to be able to spread and share this word of life, the word of life, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are to go out as disciples, praise God, and make disciples of the nations. But how can the world hear? How can this dying world, how can this drug dealer, how can the prostitute, how can that man that's on a ditch that has pills or is addicted, or how can the family or the ones that are out there that don't go into the house of God, how can they hear about the word of God if no one's willing to go out there and share the good news? My goodness. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I want you to understand, it's time out. See, we got the Jehovah Witness, we got the Mormons. They're on point. Amen. You say, what you mean they're on point, man of God? Well, what I mean is basically this here. You're going to see them on a regular regular basis. They're dressed up, they're groomed, they come out in groups, they knock on doors, they want to witness. They believe truly that they are doing the work of God. My question to you is, if they can do it, and you say, well, they are a cult because of the thing that they believe, and that's, if you already know the truth, then what does that say for the saints? We should be out there, amen, not just having revivals and doing all these different things inside the house of God, because it's one thing to have revivals, it's one thing to go to church all the time, but it's another thing when you're not inviting people to come into the house of God. It's another thing when you're not going to the nursing homes or visiting the sick, amen. There is a time that God has said that it is time to come outside the four walls and bring the gospel to the streets, amen. And I'm telling you, I'm on fire because, see, this month we got 19 more days, amen. And I'm excited because I know in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, this is going to be one of the cities, amen, that God is going to show up. I'm looking for folks to be saved. I'm looking for folks to be saved in the spirit of God, amen. I'm looking for folks that have addictions, that have afflictions, infirmities, to be set free, to be healed, amen. And this is why, because, see, the enemy will try to stop you from doing the things of God, amen. The enemy will want to have you believe you don't need to do all these things, but I got news for you, people of God, that the devil is a liar, and you need to continue to have the first fire, be on fire for God. Whatever God has called you to do, you need to do it, amen, because this is your season. This is your time. See, the songwriter's song, this is your season for favor and blessings to reap what you have sowed. I don't know what you have sowed, amen, but I know this is a season right now, not only to reap what we sow, but to go out there because the harvest is ripe. When it's time to go into the enemy's camp, praise God, and set loose the captives on today. My goodness, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I hope I feel my help coming on. My goodness. And let me tell you something, beloved. Even as I was praying over the weekend, amen, and as I was speaking over there at the Woman of Excellence of Bethlehem in PA, as I was teaching, praise God, on leadership skills and different things that God had given me to speak to the people of God on that day, I want you to know one thing, that God said that in order for us, amen, to win more souls, you know, we got, the Bible says we got to, you know, lift God up and he'll draw all men unto him. But as leaders, amen, catch this, by the Spirit, by being leaders, amen, we have to be the first partakers. We have to be the example. We have to have the sincerity, amen, of our faith. We have to be able, amen, to go through some things. That's why, amen, we're going to have some scars and we got the battle marks and amen, because we had to go through something, praise God, in order for other people to understand that we have the testimony, we have a story, but also that we was able to endure. How can we lead anybody if we're not going to be able to go through something? See, and if you're in a place where you're a leader and you can't draw nobody, then you need to go back and get on your knees, amen, and start praying and ask God, Lord, help me to be in the position that you want me to be in. Because, see, I'm letting you know that your life is going to touch somebody else's life, amen. And I'm excited to let you know once again, you need to get out. If you're in the Delaware, amen, New Jersey, the Bronx, New York, wherever you may be at, if you can make it on June 20th to Phillipsburg, New Jersey, I want you to come on out. I'm telling you, God, amen, is moving mightily. He has blessed us right now with the equipment. We have the folks that are coming, amen. We have the Bible. I told you, we were raising funds and believing God for cases of Bibles to give out. So we want to give out that word, amen. We want to make sure, beloved, that as we're bringing forth that word, that people, my goodness, will receive the word. We have gift certificates. God has given us favor with the city, with the mayor, with the governor, with the president. We are believing for an unusual breakthrough. Well, beloved, listen, I am running out of time, praise God, but I want to give you the opportunity right now, if you're listening to my voice, I want to give you the opportunity, if you can't make it, amen, to sow into the ministry on that day, sow into good ground. Let me tell you something. It's not about me. I'm a humble servant. I love to serve, amen. And as leaders, we have to be servant, amen. But if you would like to sow into the ministry, say, man of God, I heard the voice of God, praise God, and I want to sow in. I want to be a part of this here. I want you to go to my website on today, www.citywidecog.org. That's www.citywidecog. Find that donation tab and send your love donation. Amen. I'm not going to tell you what to send us. Amen. I'm going to let you know one thing, though. Whatever God placed in your heart, ask God, God, what should I send? And be obedient. And I, beloved, I know that God will give you increase. He will bless your seed. Because, see, when God has given us favor, when we step out, when we hear the voice of God, amen, when God gives you something to do, you got to step out on faith. I stepped out on faith when we first started talking about this concert, amen. I stepped out on faith, amen. Everything that has came to the ministry, I'm talking about drums being donated, to proclamation from the mayor, from the governor, waiting for President Obama, amen, for his proclamation to the ministry, amen. I'm talking about the keyboards, the sound people, the choirs and the dancers, folks that are traveling from Maryland, amen, and they're doing it, and it's not costing anyone. Let me say this here. They're not charging the ministry. They're coming to do it for free, amen, because, see, God gave us his word. It was free, but the only thing about it is a cost. You say, well, how was it free? It was a cost. Well, there's a cost to pay. Why? Because you got to carry your cross, amen. So as we're carrying our cross, as we have our brothers and sisters from the Lehigh Valley area, from Eastern PA, New Jersey, from Maryland, from people that's coming from New York, amen, to be a part of this as the soldiers on the front line, as we're ministering, as we're doing, calling, having an altar call, amen. We're looking for a great time. And listen, beloved, I'm telling you, keep praying. Keep praying. Meet me on tomorrow on the Word for the Day. Meet me tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Tuesday early morning prayer. You'll see the post on the Facebook page. Join me on tomorrow and Thursday evening at Prayer Voice International for our prayer line. Praise God. I'm telling you something right now. Watch the hand of God in your life. And before I go, let me say this here. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask right now that you bless each and every listener that's called in, each and every person that's on the radio broadcast chat line, those that are listening from the way of our social media. Right now, Father, you know their needs and their circumstances. Father, I ask that you will release, bless, and increase. Even as I speak, I decree and declare it as your man of God and servant right now into the lives of thy people. And Father, even right now, Lord, we thank you for the miracles. We thank you for life-changing and testimonies that will break the yoke of those that are going through similarities. We break the yoke of every demonic spirit that will try to cause confusion in the body of Christ. I speak unity right now in the magnificent name of Jesus. And everyone that love God say amen and amen. Beloved, this is Apostle Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family until we meet again. God bless you. I love you. And remember, keep your eye on the prize of the high calling, which is Jesus Christ. Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Lord willing.